From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 10 people are dead and another 10 wounded after a 17-year-old opened fire Friday at a high school in Santa Fe, Texas. Law enforcement officials have the shooting suspect in custody and say he is 17-year-old Dimitrios Pagortzis, a junior at the school. With more, here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Yes, on fire right now, guys.
It's a scene that's played out on Broadcastify.com so often.
They're having a shooting at the high school.
Gunfire in a classroom.
All we heard was run, run, and next thing you know, we hear boom, boom, boom.
There's multiple fatalities.
With students telling KTRK this has become their new reality.
I was thinking it was going to happen eventually. It happens. It's been happening everywhere.
Too many years, too many decades now.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Governor Abbott said the suspect originally intended to commit suicide following the shooting, but told law enforcement that he didn't have the courage to go through with killing himself. Neighbors of Jonathan Nottis say they're completely surprised a man from their complex is accused of opening fire on the Trump National Doral Resort in South Florida. Lena Diaz is one of Adi's neighbors.
You never know who's living next door to you. Like you really don't know who is next to you, right? It is, it's sad and shocking, and, you know, a lot of kids living here, and you never know. You're maybe walking by the hallway.
Adi stands accused of opening fire in the lobby of President Trump's golf resort and hotel, reportedly shouting anti-Trump rhetoric before being shot in the legs and taken to the hospital. Reportedly, he entered the Trump National Doral Resort, draped a flag over the counter, fired shots at the ceiling, and waited for police to arrive. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein spoke at a special session of the UN Human Rights Council that could establish a commission of inquiry into the violence along the Gaza border that escalated this week.
It appears officials do not even consider that these men and women have a right, as well as every reason, to protest.
Among the dead were women and children. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is seeking to rally opposition to Israel and the United States, calling for a mass rally in Istanbul in support of Palestinians as leaders of the Islamic world gathered for a summit. Addressing a crowd of tens of thousands, Erdogan attacked Israel, the United States, and Muslim leaders for the situation facing Palestinians. The Turkish president drew parallels with the battle to liberate Jerusalem with Turkey's World War I victory at Gallipoli against Western powers. Following Monday's killing of over 50 Palestinians by Israeli security forces, Turkish and Israeli leaders have engaged through social media in a series of increasingly bitter exchanges. Russian President Vladimir Putin is urging Europe to help rebuild Syria to encourage the return of refugees to their homes. Speaking after Friday's talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Putin said that the European humanitarian assistance to Syria and help in rebuilding the country after the devastating civil war is crucial in creating conditions for the refugees' return. More than 100 people died Friday after an airliner crashed shortly after takeoff from Havana's main airport. Officials say three survivors are being treated in a hospital. Cuban and other news media report that flight DMJ-0972, operated by Cubana de Aviación, was leaving José Martí International Airport Friday when the accident occurred. The plane was headed to the eastern Cuban city of Holguín. Prince William and Harry meeting crowds of well-wishers in Windsor on Friday ahead of the royal wedding at St. George's Chapel. Prince Charles will walk Meghan Markle down the aisle at her wedding on Saturday to Prince Harry. The heir to the throne stepped in after Ms. Markle's father was unable to fly to Britain for the ceremony because of poor health. Historian Robert Lacey.
I think some people will be disappointed, people who were looking forward to the historic moment of a woman walking her daughter down the aisle and a woman of mixed race heritage from America. It would have made an historic shot. But of course, Meghan has already arranged for her mother to drive up here to take her up to the castle.
Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.